Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Time Technoplast Q4 FY22 conference call hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikram Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you and over to you.
Thank you, Mike. Good afternoon and very warm welcome to everyone. Thank you for being on a call of Time Technoplast Limited. We are happy to have the management with us here today for question and answer session with investment community. Management is represented by Mr. Sanjay Kulkarni, Chairman and Independent Director, Mr. Bharat Wagheria, Managing Director, Raghupati Tyagarajan, Full-Time Director, Mr. Vishal Jain, Non-Executive Director, Mr. Sandeep Modi, Senior Vice President, Accounts and Corporate Planning, and Mr. Hemant Soni, Head Legal. Before we start with the question and answer session, we'll have some opening comments from the management. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Sanjay Kulkarni for opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Vikram. Good afternoon and warm welcome to all the participants on this call. As Vikram has already said, I have with me Bharat Wagheria, who is now the Managing Director of the company, Raghupati Tyagarajan, who is a whole-time director and a promoter of the company, Vishal Jain, who is a non-executive director. He joined the board recently. He is the son of Mr. Anil Jain. Mr. Sandeep Modi, who is the Senior Vice President and Corporate Planning, and Hemant Soni, who is the Head of Legal. Now, we have a very difficult call today. While the financials are pretty good, FY this year has been a very unforgettable year for us, as we lost our beloved Mr. Anil Jain, who is a co-founder and the managing director of the company, in a freak accident on 6th of February 2022. Mr. Jain played a pioneering role in the growth of the company right from the beginning. He, along with his three other co-promoters, had started the company and have been spearheading the growth of the company since then. After his demise, the other co-promoters took additional responsibility and have taken the pledge to continue his dream of growing the company. His leadership and vision will continue to remain strong and his values will continue to motivate and guide us through this path over the next many, many years. Although the year started with a lot of business uncertainties with COVID-19, second wave and later the third wave, things are back to normal. We are pleased to have surpassed our pre-COVID-19 performance of FY20 and are confident of continuing this growth momentum in the future. I will now ask Bharat Wagheria, the Managing Director, to go through all the financials and give his remarks. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman, sir, and good afternoon to all of my investors. FY22 remained very challenging due to global supply chain disrupting, triggering volatility in the raw material prices. Despite this, company has witnessed an overall encouraging performance and closed the year on a strong note to deliver a robust revenue growth of 21% as promised. This growth was largely driven by increasing demand of composite products. During the quarter, that is Q4 FY22, we received the single largest order of over 0.75 million type 4 LPG composite cylinders from a largest oil distribution company, Indian Oil Corporation Limited, a first by an Indian public sector OMC. Furthermore, our order book for the supply of casket with type 4 CNG composite cylinder has crossed ₹2.5 billion. We remain highly optimistic to continue this growth trajectory given a healthy order book for CNG casket and an encouraging demand outlook from the end user industry in the industrial packaging. We are here essentially to talk about our results for Q4 and full year ended March 31, 2022 and outlook for the next year. The results are already announced, but I will just walk through some of the key financial and operational highlights. On a consolidated basis, in Q4 FY22, revenue grew by 9% as compared to corresponding quarter last year, that is Q4 FY21, and 10% as compared to previous quarter, that is Q3 FY22. During Q4 FY22, corresponding Q4 FY22 number in the brackets on a consolidated basis, net sales 1040 crores as against 953 crores. EBITDA grew 140 crores as against 131. Profit after tax 56 crores as against 52. Cash profit 97 as against 90. Key highlights compared to quarter compared with the corresponding previous year. Net sales increased by 9%, India 7%, overseas 15%. Volume increased 7%, India 3%, overseas 11%. EBITDA increased 7%, PAT increased by 6%. The EBITDA and PAT margins were flat at 13.5% and 5.3% as against 13.8% and 5.5% respectively. Especially in Q4, we have seen the polymer prices have increased substantially, which even though we have able to pass on, but with the little time gap. Therefore, this is affecting the margin by around 0.5 to 0.7%. Now, if you will see the whole year, the company in FY22 has surpassed its pre-COVID-19 performance of FY20. During the year ended 31st March 2022, company has achieved a net sale of 3,653 crore, which is, in terms of the revenue, I can say is the highest in the till the period of the company existence. As against 3,009 crores. EBITDA 509 crores as against 391 crores. Profit after tax 188 crores as against 103 crores. Cash profit 350 crores as against 257 crores. As we all are aware that FY 2021, there was the nationwide lockdown was there for initially 40 to 45 days. Therefore, the difference is very high. Compared to 21 to 22. Now compared to previous year, net sales increased by 21%, volume increased by 17%, EBITDA increased by 30%, but PAT has increased by 82%. For the full year FY22, EBITDA margin increased by 90 basis points and stood at 13.9% as against 13% FY21. Net profit margin also increased by 170 basis points, 5.1% as compared to 3.4%. Now share of the business, the value-added product share has increased and grew by 27% in FY22 as compared to FY21. Established product grew by 20%. The share of value-added product is 21% of the total sale in FY22 as against 20% in FY21. Now, I share with you the India and overseas business, which in 21 was 69 and 31%, which is now 68% and 32%. 68% Indian operation, 32% overseas operations. As far as EBITDA part is concerned, Indian operation 14%, overseas operation 13.7%. The total debt as of 31st March 2002 stood at 825 crores, net debt 731 crores as against 810 crores, net debt of 723 crores. The capex incurred during the FY22 186 crore, which is well within the budgeted target between 175 to 200 crores. But this includes also towards the 79 crore includes towards the capacity expansion, re-engineering, automation for the existing established product, and 107 crores towards the value-added products, which includes mainly composite products, IBC and the CNG product, and the small expansion in the LPG product. Then I am pleased to inform you that Board of the Directors have recommended a dividend of 100%. Previous year it was 70%, so there is an increase of almost 43% increase is there. Means 1 rupees per share and equity share of 1 rupees, subject to the approval of the shareholders. Now, we have given the notice and informed to the exchanges about the consolidation cum restructuring of the overseas businesses. Again, in this respect, resolution was placed to the shareholders, and I am very pleased to tell you the three resolutions were put up for the approval of the shareholders. One, for approval of this consolidation cum restructuring overseas business. Number two, appointment of myself, Bharat Vagheria, from directors to the managing director, confirmation. Number three, Vishal Jain, who was appointed as an additional director, which all three resolutions have been confirmed by shareholders, and the approvals are on place by more than 99% voting in favor of that. Now, the consolidation cum restructuring as informed, and meeting was on 9th April 2022 for investment and consolidation by way of restructuring through the JV, where the company will disinvest majority of the holding, but minority will continue, and that process is on. That resolution is completely approved by shareholder on May 10, and as we have mentioned, and once again clarify, the company will be benefit by utilization this disinvestment of the overseas businesses will use for the repayment of debt, capex for the composite cylinder, LPG, CNG and hydrogen, especially I am telling you hydrogen, and core business in India to meet the huge market demand and benefit to the shareholders. Now, as far as this process is concerned, I know that somebody must be thinking about the timeline. But I am glad to tell you this entire process will be completed prior to end of 30th September 2022. In the next 3 months, this process will be completed. This is on. So I now would like to open the floor to answer specific questions in reference to the Q4 results and the annual results.
Thank you. We will now begin the question answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Harsh Shah from Dimensional Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir, and congratulations.
Yeah.
Pertains to the overseas operation, what is the kind of demand that we are looking in Europe and US? We are hearing about high inflation globally, then there's, and we're hearing news about the stagflation or economy not growing well enough. So what is your perception? I mean, where you're seeing some slowdown or which is just
but your voice is breaking up. We are unable to hear the entire question. If you could go off the speakerphone and repeat your question, please. Mr. Shah, are you still there with us?
Yeah, is this better?
Yeah, it's better now.
This is better, correct.
Since the overseas operation, of demand we are looking in Europe and US. This is where we are seeing...
Shisha, your voice is still breaking up. We can't hear you well. Request you to kindly rejoin back again.
Sure. I have more or less heard the questions. Could I make an attempt to answer? This is Raghupati here.
Sure, sir.
Okay, great. Thank you. Well, let me just clarify the units... The international units that we are talking about are the ones which are existing in Far East, Middle East, and the USA. We do not have units in Europe. All the units that have been set up in their respective locations cater to the demand in those regions because they are all catering to industrial packaging requirements and they are bulky in nature. Obviously, the manufacturing caters to the local demand. While there is a definitely an certain impact of inflation that's happening, that has resulted due to the increase in the cost of the raw material and allied freight expenses, etc., the market continues to be buoyant. We have experienced both in Asia as well as the Middle East as well. The market continues to grow. We, in fact, have been experiencing a buoyancy in demand probably because of the fact that there has been a lot of companies to whom we have been catering to, large, robust, solid companies who have been adopting China Plus One strategy. Options have been looked by some of these companies for sourcing from locations which are optional to China. And it has also aided to a certain extent probably by the fact that China was also under lockdown in the last couple of months as well. USA market is also very, very strong and buoyant. As far as we have heard and have been experiencing also, the demand is extremely buoyant there. Both the chemical segment and the agriculture chemical market are very strong. We have order bookings for at least for the rest of the year very strongly placed there. The inflations are there. The government has, Fed has taken steps to increase the interest rates, but admittedly they have not had much of an impact as far as making any impact on the demand.
Okay, that was. One question is on CNG cascades. Have you started recording revenue or not yet?
Yes.
Now?
Yes, on the CNG cascades, we have started manufacturing them and have started supplies also. The order booking that you have been hearing about
250 crores order booking is there. But as far as we have mentioned in this earning presentation also, as far as 2022 is concerned, we got the revenue of 56 crore from CNG composite cylinders.
And supplies have been to many of the CGD companies already. So there are people, have customers have already been experiencing the use of these type 4 composite cylinder caskets.
That's helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ash.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question from the line of Radhika C. from Alpha Investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. So I have 3 questions. First being the cascades, the CNG type 4 cascades that we supply, the cost, the difference between the type 4 cylinder and the steel cylinder is almost double, right? So how do we justify the savings that we have on operating costs that are incurred? So like, for example, what kind of gas, what quantity of gas do we carry more compared to that in the steel cylinders? Like what are the operating efficiencies that we have? And second question, the follow-up of the first one, what is the cost of type 4 cylinders versus steel cylinders? Like what is the cost today and what was it 1 year back, considering the steel prices are also on a spike? So what is pretty much the difference? And the third question being, are we also planning to get in the onboard cylinder range? And if so, what is our future plan and what kind of capacity, at what kind of capex are we planning to introduce it?
Yes, type 4 cylinders, as we have already clarified, they are the latest range of composite cylinders that are available for CNG. And one of the biggest advantages that they offer over type 1 are they are extremely light in weight. So as a result of which, when you load these cascades onto a truck, we are in a position to have a total water volume capacity which is you know, far higher than the water volume capacity of a typical steel cylinder cascade. Because the steel cylinder cascade cylinders, number of cylinders are limited because they are extremely heavy. In direct comparison, a standard truck, let us say a 40 Tata 1412 as they call it, if they are in a position to carry, let's say, 4,500 water volume capacity of type 1, as against that, we are in a position to give them a cascade which can carry a cascade in excess of 9,000 liter capacity. So that would mean that they are in a position to carry double the quantity of gas. Yes, the price of type 4 versus the type 1, they are definitely different. And I would put it, they are in the they are almost three times probably more than the type 1. And but then the very fact that you are able to carry more quantum of gas easily offsets the additional expenditure they have to make. In fact, on a service life of 20 years that these cascades are supposed to be delivering, you have a payback in a short period of less than half a year or 7 months.
Okay.
Right. Now, coming to the third part of the question, when you said that onboard cylinders, that is a phenomenally large opportunity that is available. Very recently, government is also giving permissions for the Euro 6 cars also to be changed from metals, petrol to CNG as well. So there are enough opportunities that are there. But with the limited capacity that is available with us, we are focusing on the mobile transportation of gas by way of cylinders. The next phase of expansion which we are planning would definitely include investments for manufacture of cylinders for automotive application, that both to the OEM as well as to some of these conversions, what we call as onboard cylinders, plus the use of these cylinders on buses, etc., which will also give them an opportunity to travel long distances without the need to refuel in between, because they can carry more quantum of CNG gas in them, right? And the third, of course, the most important part of the CNG application is the fact that the mobile cascade which we are already catering to, there is an enough of demand which is currently not being met that will also continue. So these are the three areas of CNG application for which the additional expansions are being planned. And the additional expansions will also take into account the demand for hydrogen cylinders that will that are also coming up. So that's an another area, additional area on which we are working.
Yeah.
So sir, in future, we are planning that it will come in like by the end of FY23 or something like that, any timeline?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, we are planning to, as I mentioned in my earlier comments, that consolidation and restructuring business is ongoing there. So definitely we'll surplus fund we will have. We don't want to increase the debt further, as we ourselves are targeting to reduce the debt by almost 50%. And further surplus money we will use for expansion of these composite cylinders, which in CNG as well as in LPG also. Because LPG we had mentioned, and the last time also we have informed that we have an order booking for next 2 years, 70% capacity is already sold out to the one company, and we are expecting the orders from the other gas distribution companies also. So definitely this year we are going to invest in the value-added products, and especially CNG and LPG. CNG, yes, we are targeting we are looking for the line for the composite as well as in composite hydrogen as well as CNG cylinder. So investment, we are under the discussion and we are under process for in the range of around 125 crores we are thinking, so that we are targeting in the next 3 years' time we can have a composite business itself maybe around 1,000 crores including LPG and CNG. So you can understand the CNG business we are targeting for next 3 years around the 750 crores business. For that we have initiated the investment, because it's a reasonable EBITDA margin, it's come under the value-added products, and it will help us in reduce the working of the cycle time also.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Anurag. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So, Bharat, you just mentioned that by September we are expecting to close the restructuring or divestment. So,
yes.
Are we already in discussion with some investors, and any idea what kind of valuation we can expect?
In fact, I tell you, we have appointed the two merchant bankers. I have informed them. There is one of the JP Morgan, E&Y. They are valuing investor. They received this participant, and assessment is ongoing. And as far as this valuation part is concerned, we have left on the our well advisor. You will come back very shortly. I can say in the next 45 to 60 days, you will come to know the name. Because it is our merchant bankers are assessing as far as financial investor or strategic investor, they are assessing the right people.
Okay, sir. And also, you also emphasized on hydrogen cylinder in your initiating comments.
Yes.
So what kind of a visibility do you see over the next 2-3 years, and where you are expecting major orders? If you can throw some light on that, sir.
Well, frankly speaking, while I must say that the conversion of the energy to hydrogen is still pretty fluid, but there are enough signs out there in the market to confirm that there are lots of companies are investing very heavily in hydrogen, right? And that is so because of the fact that it is a net carbon zero fuel. The only residue that hydrogen, on the use of hydrogen that you have, is pure water. So that's an area where a lot of companies are moving. Recently we participated in an exhibition in Delhi, I think four composite cylinders. Almost 99% of the people who have participated were all in this field of hydrogen fuel itself. So that's a very clear area. As there are, I don't want to take the names of the companies, but you would know that there are enough companies in India itself who have invested for manufacture of hydrogen and related machineries as well. So these hydrogen would be used for fueling the fuel cells as well, which will be used in the automotive vehicles, etc. There's a lot of conventional energy like diesel and petrol, which will give way to hydrogen. So there are enough opportunities that are really coming by. That's very clearly the sign, not only here, but even in Europe and even in the USA as well. So we are extremely buoyant about the opportunities that will arise due to this change of fuel.
Anurag, in addition to that, I'd like to say that the equipments which we are in the process of finalizing for CNG, we are in fact also doing in such a way that we can be kept ourselves ready for hydrogen cylinder. So from the same line, we can do at least R&D part, and we can get the approvals, things are ready. Right?
Okay, sir. Okay.
Yeah.
Understood. And sir, I think earlier calls you have mentioned there was, in terms of hydrogen cylinder, the pressure required will be different, etc. So in terms of product, are we ready or we are in a prototype mode as of now?
Well, the development is on at the moment. We are ready with the LPG, which has an operating pressure of 20 bar. We are ready with the CNG, which has an operating pressure of 250 bar. The bus pressure required for CNG is almost about 375 bar. So we have all surpassed all those requirements. Hydrogen is another next step in the same direction of composite cylinders. It has an operating pressure of somewhere between 350 to 700 bar, depending upon how the regulator will finally fix it, and would have a bus pressure of over 1,000 bar. We would need some capex to be made for the testing equipment, etc. The technology, the science, everything is in place. Trials are going on in very full swing. There are people on the job. So we are very, very confident. We are almost there, I would put it this way.
Okay. And one final question, sir. On this Tesla Power order of 100 crore, when we will start supplying or what period?
In fact, this order is for financial year 2022-23. That will be supplied in the balance period, because recently, in the last 15 days, we received an order. They are in the process of providing order along with the advance, but this order is specifically for this year only.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vikram. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Can you give, your outlook on pipe business and how the raw material volatility is impacting? So, in terms of growth as well as the margin outlook on pipe business.
Yeah, I think you have seen that pipe business in 2021, we had done business of 170 crores. This 22, we did 190 crores. As against our capacity, yes, from the capacity wise, we can do business of 450 crores. But it's last, specifically because of the, recently in the last 4-5 months, prices have increased substantially. And this business is a fixed price system. So APC contractor, we have asked them to increase the prices. They have submitted their proposal to the respective authorities, which were in process. But I, as far as this year outlook is concerned, yes, demand is there, market is there, but the limitation is the price, and we should get our realization. But definitely this current year, of course, we are looking for increase in the utilization, and we are expecting, as far as this current year is concerned, as against 190 crores, definitely we are projecting a business of in the range of around 230 crores.
Got it. Yeah. And yeah. In terms of IBC and all the way we are seeing.
I can say this year, as far as we are targeting growth, all over growth, revenue growth of around 20%, we are targeting this year. As far as Indian business are concerned, overseas business, as we had mentioned, is the consolidation is going place. So India business is currently in the range of around 2,500 crores. That's going to be continued, and we'll achieve a growth of around 20%.
Right, sir.
And parallelly, there will be an increase in the margin also, as the percentage of value-added products are increasing. So there will be some expansion in the EBITDA margins also.
And how is the situation on working capital with the, and are we seeing some impact of the supply chain disturbance because of that? So if you can comment on that, I think that will be
it. Yeah, that's right. I think good question. You have seen in the last quarter, the prices of polymer has increased by almost 15%. But as we see now, slowly it is coming and stabilizing prices. So I think by September, some working capital improvement must be there in as far as price and realization part is concerned. And as we are targeting, as I mentioned in my presentation also, we'll come back to the working capital cycle time of 90 days in the next 12 months time. Because the value-added business product will increase when the working capital cycle time is less and the business of the pipe is less, so they will give the substantial relief as far as working capital parts are concerned. And you were asking about the EBITDA margin as far as peak pipe business, always it is in the range of 10 to 11.5%. But value-added product, EBITDA margin in the range of around 18%.
Got it.
Yeah.
So I think with the kind of growth and the control on working capital, probably our ROC target will...
I think you have right point, because ROC, we have seen the current year is increased to 12.7% as against 9% previous year because of the COVID affection was there. But we are targeting the next 3 years ROC should reach to the 19% as the value-added percentage business will go up. In fact, we ourselves are targeting in the next 3 years' time, the value-added product will have, which currently is 22%, and which is going to be increased to 35% and 65% from the established products. So definitely, whenever the percentage of the value-added product will increase, the working of the cycle time will improve, ROC will also improve. So we are targeting our internal target to achieve ROC of around 19% by 2025.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question from the line of Suresh Varun, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Bharatji, Raghuji, kaise?
First, fine, yeah, good.
Yes. Okay. See, actually, what about the HDP pipe division? Actually, when we are expecting to recover? Actually, it's, you know, every quarter it's, there is a drag on this division.
Yeah, I agreed with you because business is there. I don't say the business is not there, but we always worried about to keep ourselves margin what we needed. last, in fact, I can say last 4-5 months affected pipe business, because initially first 6 months there was a problem of the getting the realization from the customer, because EPC contractor was not getting the money from the government authorities. But now in the month of October, November, they have released the money, but again then after the prices have increased substantially. So there is a, to maintain our at least EBITDA margin in the range of 10 to 11%, their EPC contractor has gone back to the government authorities, and they are considering, because in government also is would like to have their infrastructure development on the fast scale. So I am very clear, this business is, because the rainy season, in fact, in any case, pipe business is not take much, because the ground, they cannot do the ground level work. But I am sure, as we are projecting as 190 crore business we did this year, but definitely more than 25 to 30% growth we can expect this year with our expected price realization.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. And the next, you know, still we are in divestment of plastic division, and now we are got order for battery division. So are we still looking for a divestment of these two divisions, sir?
No, we have not closed at any time. In fact, we are open, but at the same time, we are doing, we are getting good order value business in battery segment. We are still open, because we in fact, as the business from, we can do the potential for business of the battery segment as with existing investment, we can do revenue of around 300 crores, against which this year we are estimating around 60% level. But again, yes, if some of the parties interested, we have done recently good development in battery segment also. My people are working out lithium ion batteries for two-wheelers. Development is already on. They have achieved first sample. They are submitting to government authorities their approval. And I think that you will heard very in the next 60 to 90 days time, good development as far as electrical vehicle batteries is ongoing.
Okay, sir. And the plastic division, sir?
Plastic?
Yeah, plastic division, chair, this one, this division.
Oh, that in fact, in any case, we have exited already. And some of the, you have seen that SS held for sale, which was around 60 crores value we had shown, and which out of that we have already disposed of assets. Some of the machinery is around 7 crores rupees, and balance, our discussion is on already. So we have already exited from them, because the machinery we can use for our value-added products. And molds, yes, we are in the process of talking, and we are giving this furniture molds to the interested party. We are already exited from that businesses.
Okay, sir. And sir, any update on oxygen? Now we are discussing about hydrogen. Any update on oxygen cylinder now, any order book or any approval?
In fact, orders are there, but we are not currently executing, because we have a long order book for the CNG cylinders. And but oxygen cylinder, yes, we are still in process, because we are developing still this oxygen cylinder in such a way which can be used at the home when it is nothing to link with the corona, this COVID period. It can be always can be used, hospitals, sectors can be used, but development is on. We have not yet submitted our samples to the authorities for the approval, because internal test is ongoing still.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. And so how much, you know, the CNG cylinder, gasket or cylinder order tender in pipeline for the next 2022-23, sir?
I tell you, as you have seen, we have given that we have an order book of 250 crores already, and last year we execute around 58 crores. So this year already many things to eat on the plate. Okay, so we'll definitely bring some expansion this year. So next year, definitely we can, as I mentioned to you, in the next 3 years, we are keeping the target of 750 crores business. So this year investment we will do for around 100 to 125 crores. That will give us the fruit next year.
Okay, sir. Now, how much did we quote for any tender, sir, recently? For can you disclose some value? How much we quoted?
In fact, small tenders come by. Don't intimate, because big orders, when we have received 100 crores order, we have informed them. And as you have seen earlier, when we have reported the 280 crores order book was there, out of that we have executed 60 crores worth of the value already executed. So 220, then another 30 crores, so 250 carried forward order itself is there. but we ourselves are keeping and restricting to take the order because prices have increased substantially, and we also would like to take CNG orders at the higher price because when we get the order, then we have to execute the old price. So we are also watching the prices. And one another thing is the main restrictions come in the inputs which you require to use for the CNG cylinder. So that also already we have finalized, and I think we are on. And this year, as we are projecting business of around 250 crores for the CNG cylinder. So we may carry forward good order booking as far as next year is concerned.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Sir, before actually, you know, you discussed that in USA division, it is potential to achieve 50 million revenue. How much revenue you achieved, sir, this year so far in the US?
You are only specific, no, US we can achieve with the existing investment when the plant runs at the 90% capacity, we can achieve the 50% revenue, 50 million revenue. But yes, that is achievable when the 90% utilization. But as US we have seen, it is the three countries. This year we are going to get around 45 to 50 million revenue. This year we will get it.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Harsh Beria, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yeah. Harsh.
Thanks for the opportunity and congrats for the good set of results. When you talk about overseas divestments, are you also referring to your Sharjah operations?
Overseas investment, I tell you, as we have a presence in 10 countries, including India, 11 countries. So yes, it's overseas operations we talk when we talk. The entire overseas operations and Sharjah will also be included in the overseas operations.
My question was because Sharjah operation seems to be already quite efficient, like you don't need to infuse a lot of capital and it produces quite a bit of profits. So why are you considering divesting a part stake in that?
No, I in fact, what happened, this is the total block, I can say, the overseas businesses, when the investor is looking after the global business. Because we have some icon, I can say we have a money.
Okay, that makes sense. So as a portfolio, it would make more sense
of
for
course,
a strategy.
Of course, I cannot give him a choice to them. I have no any choice, means I cannot take the choose the plant which is running full and I will not sell it. It will include it in all the things.
Perfect. Thanks for that clarification. My next question is on your onboard CNG cylinder marketing. What is the current focus of the company? Is it more towards OEMs or towards aftermarket?
Yes, as I mentioned earlier, the focus of the on the CNG business is for mobile cascade options. They are basically would be supplied to all the CGD companies. The automotive and the rest of the market will have to wait for the expansions to take place.
We are looking for OEM.
And over. Sorry, go on.
Yeah.
Yes, please go ahead.
My question was because, there seems to be a big opportunity now, especially in the CNG, on board for vehicles, for four-wheelers. So why has the marketing focus not been also on that segment? Is it too much to bite?
Yes, the marketing focus is very much there. There are companies who have been conventionally using type 1 cylinders. OEMs take their own sweet time to get shift from one technology to the other. These samples have been submitted, the trials are going on. It's a very long drawn process for any OEM to kind of validate this part of it, even though it might be quite successful in other countries. So we are very much on the job. There is a good amount of focus there. The expansions have also been taken into consideration, the requirements that will be coming from this OEM sector.
Perfect. Thanks for answering my question. That's all from my side.
Welcome.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Anurag Patil from Roha Asset. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up. So you mentioned of 125 crore capex, so does that include the earlier 90 crore announced?
No. LPG is a separate capacity expansion, which we had mentioned that we will look after in the second half of the year, because my current capacity is 1.4 million cylinder LPG, where we can have a different sizes of the cylinder. Therefore, 1 million cylinder we can produce it. Out of that, 70% is booked. Balance 30% we are utilizing for export to the other countries and taking care of the other customer. But yes, this order is for 2 years, so definitely expansion in LPG in our line, but we are just watching another gas distribution companies also under discussion with us. When we will receive or their tender will come up, then we will think about expansion in LPG cylinder. But if you have heard our previous conference call, expansion in LPG cylinder takes maximum 6 months, I can say, because we have experience of the 2 projects installed and commissioned in India. So it will take hardly 5 to 6 months time in enhanced capacity. So we have well experienced team. So we are just watching how the demand is coming up internationally and the locally.
Okay, so if there are further tenders and demand is there, then you will go for additional 125 crore capex. Am I correct?
No. You have asked me about the LPG. CNG is already there. We have to go for the expansion to meet the market demand because already order book is more than 250 crores. With my existing investment, maximum, because certain investment did in 21-22. We had done investment in 2021. So current business, I can do maximum of around 120-130 crores. But we'll have an order book of 250 crores. Therefore, for CNG and mix of some hydraulic testing equipment also, we are planning for 125 crore capex this year.
No, but for LPG, it will be separate.
It will be separate.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, understood. And sir, now that we are divesting the overseas business and you have very strong visibility in the domestic side, so earlier used to guide some 15% CAGR for next 3 years. So can we say now 20% CAGR is possible now?
As far as volume, I can say more than 15%. As far as revenue part is concerned, you know, no link with the prices of the polymer. But yes, you can see the conservative way. You can take the CAGR of 15%, 15 to 18%. You can take it.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much and best wishes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question from the line of Radhika C, Alpha Investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I just had one follow-up question. The 125 crore capex that we are talking on, from the CNG point of view, what is the capacity in the sense of quantity that we are expecting? Like what, by what ton or what are we expecting?
In fact, I tell you, as if I invest 1 rupees, I can get the revenue of 2.5 times. If I am investing 125 crores, so in cascade business and cylinder business, we can have a revenue of around more than 300 crores.
Okay. Sir, in volume terms, if we talk?
Volume terms, why I cannot say? Because there is a different sizes of the cylinder are there. Okay. Because 60 liters, 156 liters, there are the different sizes of the cylinder are there. So, number of the cylinder, depending on the size, we will say.
Okay.
Yeah. So revenue-wise, I can say, yes, more than 2.5 times revenue can be generated. And with the reasonable value-added product margin, which we had mentioned, it is in the range of around 18%.
Okay. So, sir, this particular 125 crore that is getting into capex is not pertaining to one particular capacity, that is the cascade, right? It is in general.
It is in general for expansion in CNG products.
Okay.
In which we had included some equipment for development of the hydrogen cylinders also.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. As we have no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So thank you very much to my all valued investor to listening the management comments, and we'll see you again and comments about the next quarter. Thank you very much. Wow.
Thank you. On behalf of PhillipCapital, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.